It is Monday morning, and every other Monday morning, we get caught up with the Bloomington Police Department, and our good friend is Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
I'm not sure if that forecast is the best one you've ever heard for Little Five weekend, but we know that's obviously going to be coming up this weekend, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. But Captain Kellums checks in with us every other Monday morning to give us a live report of what's happening down there on East 3rd Street, and you are the center of attention for an entirely different reason this week, as you are the landmark in front of the Mini Dig. That's the cousin of the Big Dig. The Mini Dig that is closed 3rd Street, if folks are just getting back into town or back to work. 3rd Street was found structurally not good enough between Washington and Grant, closing it in both directions. That was found out, what, a little bit late on Thursday afternoon, and will remain closed at least through this week, so detours are available to move around that area. But just know that east-west, west-east corridor, both ways, has been closed up. You've got a front row seat down there.
I do have a front row seat. It's a front row seat. I'm, you know, my office is also right there on the actual edge of the hole. So I keep complaining that I might end up at the bottom of this thing before it's all said and done. But, you know, the city did a really great job of the moment that was identified as a problem. We immediately got together, shut that that intersection down, and started planning for routing traffic around there. And they started working immediately. The next day they were marking for digs. They started digging right away to get that repaired as fast as possible. We know how much of a headache it is for everyone, but, you know, the good thing is where it's at, you can get around. You know, we've got those detours up for people that aren't real familiar with the area that can help find their way around. But those of us that live in Bloomington know our way around. We know how to avoid that area and still get to where we need to go. So I would highly recommend just staying away from there. Those neighborhoods are really getting filled up with traffic, and we're just asking people that if you don't have to be down in that way, just avoid it. Now, all the businesses are open, even the ones that are in some of that blocked-off area. You can get to those through those alleys, and they're going to remain open throughout that time, and we encourage people to visit those businesses as well. But, you know, it's a little difficult for us to maneuver around there as we're getting police cars in and out and our building being right on the edge of that big hole.
Now, you've mentioned businesses being open and everything else. Obviously, I've avoided the area. Are sidewalks open? Can you walk over to those places? Or how big of a dig is this going to be?
It's mostly just the intersection, although it has extended down Lincoln a little bit. So the intersection, the sidewalks there at 3rd and Lincoln are closed for that dig,
okay.
So especially the ones that run east-west. But if you come down another block, you can get across, and in some places even about the half block. Now, I would ask that people avoid walking through the parking lot behind the police department. We have a lot of emergency vehicles coming and going through there really quickly. We do have those that posted areas, so I'd ask people to either use the park further down to cut across would be safer, because our guys have to go to emergency calls, and if someone's walking through that back lot and they don't actually see them, we don't want anybody to get hurt. So
encourage
people to move through the park as opposed to our parking lot.
City of Bloomington Communications Director and good friend of the program, Mary Catherine Carmichael, said the city has contracted with Weddle Brothers Incorporated to do the repairs. Initial damage suggests it will cost about $225,000 to repair the damage. They will try to get two lanes open in about a week. So that's the update from Saturday's newspaper, Ernest Rollins in the HT. Everybody's going to have access around to that area. Just give yourself some extra time to figure it out. And please, when you're going through the neighborhoods, obey all the stop signs and everything else, because they're not designed for heavy traffic. It's not a thoroughfare. It's a residential neighborhood. So if we can all work together on that, that will help things out. You throw in a little 500 week and you got a closed east-west artery right in front of your shop. Could that make for a busier weekend?
Well, what our guy, you know, I think I've mentioned this on the program before, is that the technology in our police cars allow them to be many offices, and they don't really have to come back to the police department as often. So what you're going to find is our guys are going to avoid the police department. You know, they'll come to work, they'll get what they need, and then they'll go out and not come back.
Right.
Call
you got to fish where the fish are, right? You got to go fishing
exactly.
Where
Yeah, so they'll be out working a lot. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to be that terribly difficult for us, and particularly on the Little Five weekends, our guys are busy anyway, and generally they don't spend very much time at the police department unless it's stopping in to grab some food or something. There's, we get a lot of great community donations for food and things during that weekend since we have everybody working. But other than that, our guys will be out moving around, so it really shouldn't affect them that much.
Sergeant Steve Kellums is our sergeant. No, sergeant, Captain Steve Kellums.
I was a sergeant once.
That's right.
You are a captain now.
I'm just
though,
going
right?
through the timeline.
Captain, I would say sergeant was the best job I ever had.
Really? Well, now, why is that? I'm curious now.
Because you get to work a lot more in the street, real police work.
Okay.
I know that sounds horrible, but as you get hired in administration, you spend a lot of time in meetings and plannings. And,
paperwork.
And all that is fun and challenging in and of itself. Sometimes it's nice to just go out and be out in the community while things are working. And as a sergeant, you always had an opportunity to do that.
Interesting.
You know, as a business owner, we end up talking about this kind of thing a lot because sometimes what happens is that you want to promote somebody and give them, you know, a potentially raise and a better title and so forth. And oftentimes what you do is you take them out of the thing that either they're really good at or that they're really passionate about and put them into another slot. I hope that hasn't totally happened with you.
So. You can tell by the tone of the voice it has not.
Yeah, I think you have to learn to reinvent yourself as you go, and you find new things and new passions to grab a hold of and really push. And that's, you know, been the, not only, it's not just been a challenge, but it's been a very rewarding experience throughout my career. So I always have opportunities to serve the community and do things a little bit differently than I did before. So it makes the job interesting and keeps you excited and energized about what you're doing.
So let me try this again. Captain Steve Kellums with the Bloomington Police Department. It checks in with us every other Monday. Every other Monday gives us a couple of weeks to look back. We've always got busy things happening. We saw an event last week at Indiana University that needed multiple law enforcement agencies to come out. Charles Murray was in town giving a speech, and everybody got involved there. Talk about the Bloomington Police Department's involvement. I know the event was on campus, but we always say, well, Little 500's on campus. It's, again, it shows how the campus border and city border kind of meshes and everybody has to work together.
You're right. It really does blur, and we work very closely together. With regards to the Murray speech, since that speech took place on campus, we were simply there as backup for the Indiana University Police Department. We were engaged in some meetings and pre-plannings about some of the things that wanted to be done, but officers had very little activity during that time. And we were simply there to assist IU Police Department and back them up as they needed. And we really didn't do very much during that time.
And this week...
that's the same thing. It's kind of, when you look at Little Five, it kind of does the same thing in that... while the race is on campus and it's a campus event, so many people live off campus that most of the traditional Little 500 parties take place in our community, which actually makes Little 5 much bigger for us even than IU. And so they will actually be out assisting us this weekend.
So quid pro quo.
Working together is to get things done. Yep.
Oh, and you have to do it. Now, we talked about the forecast right before you came on. Friday is going to be 62 and cloudy, only a 10% chance of rain. But it looks like rain all day Saturday in the 80% variety, temperatures in the upper 50s, lower 60s. Give us your annual, if the weather is this, how the weekend turns out. What does your crystal ball say?
Flip a coin, because it really doesn't seem to matter. I remember sitting out on Kirkwood one Little 500 when a tornado came through.
Oh, my God.
And we were still busy. So I've seen some terrible weather. I've seen snow on this weekend. I've seen rain. We've seen beautiful 80-degree weather. And while typically those really beautiful days, we're going to have a lot of parties outside, it's really hard to say what our overall workload is going to be. So we plan for it. A lot of the guys that talk about this, sometimes we find ourselves wishing for bad weather, and other times we're like, we've got to be out here working in it anyway. It might as well be a beautiful day for us, too.
Well, the angle that I have is if they're all packed in like sardines and can't go outside, maybe that's when tempers get a little because when it's nice out, everybody can go wherever they want, and there's no boundary, there's no roof you have to worry about.
Sometimes though, when the weather's nice, they're all outside and everyone starts drinking very early, and they all are too drunk to do anything before it gets very dark, and by the end of the night it's a quiet late evening, whereas other times it's busy at night. So I have seen it across the board, and we know to prepare for anything that might happen, and it's really hard to gauge.
And you could open your pool or pond. Pond is better for you. Pond at in front of 3rd Street. You can open that for a midnight swim if you want to catch some fish, so to speak.
Midnight swim, go fishing, yeah. hopefully the Little Five revelers will avoid the area as well, and we won't have to fish anybody out of there.
Well, caution tape.
Heavens, I hope that's not going to happen.
You can put caution tape in a lot of places, but it still has to be read and obeyed. Captain Steve Kellen is our guest this morning. He checks in. Margaret saw a great story of a local person helping out with some quilts and things.
Yeah,
tell me about that.
Sounds like Ann Birch donated some quilts to you folks. And what do you know about that?
Well, we did. We got some of those quilts donated, and it's really nice because particularly dealing with children and crimes against children and some of these traumatic events that happened to children, we find having something like a quilt and something like that that we can kind of give them some comfort, especially handmade. It really makes a big difference, and it's really nice to have a few of those things at the police department. We don't need a lot because we thankfully don't deal with it on as great a basis as that. But having some of those available are really useful to help calm people down, particularly children, and give them a feeling of comfort so that not only can we help them transition to where they need to be, but get information out of them if necessary. And that it's just very nice to have. And we're really happy to see the donation. Interestingly enough, I had one of the girls in my neighborhood, one of the young girls in my neighborhood, her name's Maddie. She was walking around collecting money for one of those walk charity events. You walk so many laps and you get some money and for the school. And as I was talking to her, she said she listened to me on the radio every Monday. So, Blas, I've got a fan.
Aww. Very nice.
I had to say hi to Maddie.
Good job, Maddie. Start
my first fan.
Start him early, Captain Kellen's like that.
I've participated.
That's like my Ventsel boys that always listen every day. Okay. So we'll get all the shout-outs going here on a busy Monday. I like it.
I've participated in some sewing projects where we've done some things like teddy bears and the quilts and things like that. And I think what Ann did was really wonderful. And I'm really glad that you guys, don't need a lot of that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the good news there. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning.
And we have another event coming up here in the very near future.
Yeah.
I believe it has something to do with working out and those CrossFit kids.
Yeah. CrossFit with a cop. We did this with Hoosier CrossFit last year at 501 North Rogers. They're such a great gym, such a tremendous community-oriented gym. They're getting ready to move to a brand new location, a much bigger location, and be able to provide a lot more services to the community. So this will probably be one of the last free workouts they're going to have at the old gym. It's a great time to come see what they're doing and work out with members of the Bloomington Police Department. Last year we had about 13 officers there. I'm hoping to have at least that many, if not a few more there this year. And it'll be a great chance to have a good exercise and meet and talk with the police officers while working out and going through some nice traditional CrossFit type workouts that it'll get your heart rate pumping a little bit. It'll get you stretched out and your muscles working, and you'll be real happy. You'll be set you for the rest of the day. So you can come over there at 11.
And then the day after, we'll just have to have the ice packs on.
That's right. That's over at Ice Fit, Margaret.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking to myself, that'll be really good.
But it's
Sean and Jenna over at Hoosier CrossFit do a tremendous job of preparing all the athletes and participants so that they're stretched out, that they're ready to do the workout, and they scale things really great for people. So we're going to have a great time, and I just hope people come out and join us.
Well, my fat usually is sore after cutting the grass, so we'll come by and say hi. And
that'll be April 29th at 11 a.m., so everybody knows.
Yes.
That's a week from this Saturday. And you don't need to register or do anything, right? You just show up and have a good time.
Just show up and have a good time. No registration required.
Awesome, my friend. I think we've got all the bases covered. We're going to let you get back to work.
Wait a minute. There's one more. There's the safe tips for Lil 500.
Oh, no, you can never have enough of those, especially for the newbies.
Not only did we post some safety tips for Lil 500, which I'd like everybody to go to the Facebook page and read, but we're also having an event with Indiana University and with IU Police Department. We're taking our traditional coffee with a cop. We're going to do it over at the IU Auditorium on Wednesday afternoon. So hopefully people can come by, particularly students. If you have questions or want to meet with us, come on by the auditorium. There'll be cookies there, and we'll be out talking to anybody that has any questions about Little Five. So, again, our traditional coffee with a cop, we're just kind of putting that spin on it, that Little 500 spin on it. And we have that posted on our events page today.
And that will be April 19th, Wednesday at 2:30 in the afternoon for anybody interested.
Yeah, skip a class. Get learned up in a different way. Come on out and see the Bloomington Police Department. Okay, we hope your office doesn't fall into the abyss there.
Well, if it does, I won't be on next time.
But that's right.
If I'm here, everything will be all right.
So everybody on your side of the building has a life jacket on this morning. I like that.
Me and the deputy chief particularly are right there on the edge.
Oh, my goodness. We'll tell everybody to hang on tightly, and hopefully we get this fixed up. We wish you the best of luck and hope it's one of the quietest weekends in Little Five history. We always hope for that, and we hope everybody out there that is a part of the world's greatest college weekend takes one more second to think before they or look before you leap, however that phrase goes. Thanks, my friend. Get a nap in today because we know you'll have a busy weekend.
Thanks, Glass. Margaret, have a great day.
You too.